Design for people. Design thinking puts people at the center and encourages a creative approach. Ergonomics, a design method from the mid-20th century, focuses on how people behave and their body structures in design. It's about making things comfortable and efficient for everyone, considering differences in bodies and abilities. Big names like IDEO and Stanford University's DITA School started diving into this human-centered design thinking in the 90s. Human-centered design listens to what people want and need from a product or service. When it comes to healthcare, this means getting deep into the unique problems and finding solutions. It might involve things like looking at pictures, pretending to be different people, or making graphs to understand better. It's all about really getting into the nitty-gritty of designing for healthcare. Design thinking. Design thinking involves three main steps: observation, imagination, and prototyping. When it comes to solving problems, particularly in community settings, just swooping in with a top-down solution often misses the mark. This happens when interventions don't consider the real-life situations, skills, and needs of the people they're trying to help. Observation is key. Instead of assuming what a community needs, designers need to spend time with them, ask questions, and really understand their lives. This isn't just about the immediate issue at hand, it's about recognizing all the factors that affect someone's well-being. That means considering things like access to healthy food, safe places to live, and clean air and water. It's also about acknowledging that biases based on things like race, gender, sexuality, or disability can affect the quality of care someone receives. People aren't problems to be solved. They're experts in their own lives, and they have insights that designers need to tap into. That's why human-centered design is so important. It's not about feeling sorry for someone. It's about working together to find solutions that actually work. Design thinking is all about watching, dreaming, and trying out ideas. First, you observe and work with others. Then, you let your imagination run wild. After that, you start making models of your ideas. But here's the cool part. You can mix up the order. It's like a creative recipe that lets you stir things up however you want. Facilitate effective design workshops. Design workshops are like creative gatherings where designers, caregivers, and patients collaborate to refine ideas for processes, services, products, or spaces. These sessions help different people share and test their thoughts. In these workshops, diverse perspectives come together to enhance designs. It's crucial to involve at least 6 stakeholders, such as patients, caregivers, healthcare providers, and designers. Even those who will use the final product or service should participate. For those who can't attend, designers should conduct interviews to gather their input. A good workshop should last for at least 90 minutes. This gives time for everyone to introduce themselves, share openly, and explore ideas informally. It's essential to document all the ideas that pop up during discussions. A creative brainstorming session. One of the classic activities in these workshops is brainstorming. This technique, coined by advertising executive Alex Osborne in 1953, encourages participants to freely share their ideas without worrying about finding solutions right away. In this session, we're aiming to gather ideas by asking, "How might we?" questions. First, take a moment to think quietly about your ideas before sharing them aloud. This way, everyone gets a chance to contribute without any single person dominating the discussion. Then, a moderator can guide the group in shouting out their ideas. We'll jot down these ideas on sticky notes to see how they relate to each other. Finally, we'll use stickers to vote on our favorite ideas. End users. Getting to know the people who will use your product is crucial. Through interviews, photojournals, and role-playing, you can dive deep into their minds. Interviews are key. They uncover a lot about users, their routines, worries, challenges, joys, and preferences. Talking to more than one person shows how everyone is different. During interviews, the focus should be on making the person comfortable and safe. It's best to chat in a familiar setting or where they'll use what you're designing. Remember, listening is more important than talking. Ask questions that open up discussion like, if you could change one thing about your experience, what would it be? It's essential to record the chat discreetly. Some folks find typing or writing distracting. Keep your language simple and avoid fancy words. Before the interview, run your questions by people who aren't your typical users. Create your photo journal. Your photo journal is like a snapshot of your life, capturing the moments, objects, and people that matter most to you. Here's a simple guide to help you create your own. Snap a picture of how your day begins and how it ends. It could be your morning routine or winding down before bed. Take photos of things you can't live without. Maybe it's your phone, a favorite book, or a special piece of jewelry. Find something that makes you happy and something that upsets you. It could be a joyful memory or a frustrating situation. Capture a person who supports and helps you in your life, whether it's a friend, family member, or mentor. Show us what helps you unwind and relax. It might be a cozy corner of your room, a favorite playlist, or a soothing cup of tea. Take a photo of something that makes you feel anxious or nervous. It could be a crowded place, a looming deadline, or an upcoming challenge. Include anything else you want to share in your photo journal. Create characters for product engagement. Let's craft personas for people who might one day use our product. Each has a name, a story, and a situation where they need our product. They'll feel emotions, have reasons for using it, and face challenges like pain or language barriers. We'll include diverse and extreme users to really understand our audience. These personas help us imagine the people who could benefit from our product. We can step into their shoes, feel what they feel, and see why they need our help. This way, we can design a product that truly meets their needs. Creativity with role cards such as the user's advocate, the researcher, and the dreamer. In the world of healthcare, professionals have specific roles and responsibilities. While this is crucial for providing good care, it can sometimes stifle innovation. That's where role cards come in. Imagine you're in a workshop, and instead of just being a doctor or nurse, you can be the user's advocate, the researcher, or the dreamer. These role cards let people step out of their usual roles and think more creatively. It's like putting on a new hat and seeing things from a different perspective. Want to know how to make workshops more productive? Here are the key roles you can assign. 1. The user's advocate. This person keeps everyone focused on what users want. 2. The visualizer. They create visuals like diagrams and charts to help everyone understand better. 3. The documenter. They take notes and photos during the workshop and share them afterward. 4. The dreamer. They come up with wild and imaginative ideas without limits. 5. The researcher. This person brings in facts and realistic observations, questioning assumptions. 6. The facilitator. They keep the conversation flowing, making sure everyone gets a chance to speak. 7. The manager. They keep things on track, ensuring actions are planned and followed through on. Complex problems with visual tools and journey maps. Storyboards and journey maps are like superhero tools for tackling tough problems. Imagine a storyboard as a comic strip of your idea or issue. It shows actions, feelings, and different perspectives using 4 or more boxes. People add photos, drawings, and captions to tell the story. Don't worry if you're not Picasso. Simple drawings work just fine. These visuals beat long paragraphs because they're easier to understand. Journey maps are like storyboards, but with questions that help people explain what users want, how they'll use a product or service, and when. Imagine a journey map as a template with boxes for each step of a person's experience. In each box, you'd write down what the person does, how they use the product or service, and what feelings they might have. Spatial data mapping, occupancy surveys, and spatial journey maps. When it comes to redesigning spaces like hospitals or treatment rooms, three powerful tools are at our disposal: occupancy surveys, spatial data mapping, and spatial journey maps. These tools give us a bird's eye view of how people and equipment move within a building, helping us create layouts that are more convenient and efficient. Occupancy surveys track the movement of patients, nurses, and doctors, even monitoring equipment as it travels around. By analyzing this data alongside factors like noise levels, lighting, and patient feedback, we gain valuable insights into how to improve healthcare spaces. Floor plans serve as the canvas for these studies, with symbols like lines, points, and colors overlaying them to represent movement and other data. Through careful analysis, we uncover patterns that guide us in making healthcare environments more comfortable and effective for everyone involved. Keep projects on track with visual tools. When working on a project, it's important for teams to keep everything organized and easy to follow. One way to do this is by using a project board. This board displays all the important information about the project in one place, like the title, goals, to-do list, journey map, and any other useful stuff like photos or sketches. But be careful not to overcrowd it. Take pictures before removing anything so you don't lose any good ideas. Also, if you have data related to your project, it's helpful to turn that data into visuals, like charts or infographics. This makes the numbers easy to understand for everyone. Florence Nightingale did this back in the day to show how many soldiers were dying because of bad hospital conditions. By making the numbers clear, she convinced people to improve hospital sanitation. Improve hospital safety with smart signage. In UK hospitals, there are about 150 violent incidents every day, and unfortunately, it's often the hospital staff who suffer. The NHS spends a whopping $90 million each year dealing with the fallout, like lost work time and extra security. But could better design help stop this violence? The folks at Pearson Lloyd think so. When people end up in the emergency room, they're usually scared, hurting, and confused. They don't know what's happening next or why they have to wait so long to see a doctor. That confusion can lead to some pretty strong emotions. Pearson Lloyd decided to tackle this by creating easy-to-understand signs and pamphlets to guide patients through the ER. Their goal? Less confusion means fewer violent incidents and a safer hospital for everyone. Following the installation of signs and distribution of pamphlets, there were significant positive changes reported by patients. Here are the key findings. 1. 75% of patients felt less frustrated. 2. Aggressive body language and behavior decreased by 50%. 3. Patient complaints about poor communication were reduced by 57%. 4. 88% of patients reported a better understanding of emergency department processes after the signage was installed. Revolutionize healthcare with 3D printing. Surgeons and radiologists are adopting 3D printing to enhance their preparation for complex procedures. By converting 2D images into tangible objects, healthcare providers can practice surgeries beforehand. For instance, they can rehearse injecting a 3D-printed shoulder joint set in a gelatin mold mimicking the human shoulder. This rehearsal helps them refine their techniques before operating on patients. 3D printing enables surgeons to familiarize themselves with a patient's unique anatomy prior to surgery. At Thomas Jefferson University, a team used 2D images to produce a 3D model of a patient's uterus before a scheduled cesarean delivery. The patient had uterine fibroids, which pose a risk of excessive bleeding if cut. During the operation, specialists consulted the 3D model to guide the procedure safely. The collaboration between clinicians, patients, designers, engineers, and entrepreneurs is driving innovation in healthcare. Together, they apply health design thinking to enhance medical products and services, benefiting both practitioners and patients alike. Key points. 1. Human-centered healthcare design listens to people for effective solutions. 2. Workshops with diverse stakeholders promote creative collaboration. 3. Brainstorming generates innovative solutions. 4. Interviews and journals understand user preferences. 5. Personas and role cards facilitate empathy. 6. Visual tools aid in problem solving and design. 7. 3D printing enhances surgical preparation and treatment customization.